Our scripture today is from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 12 to 17. Colossians 3, 12 to 17. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this, your word, which we're about to share together. We ask you that our hearts and our minds are open to receive this glorious gift of your word. And we pray that we're able to see what it is you desire us to be able to draw closer to you in love and relationship. And we also ask that you use us for your glory through this scripture. We pray for your mercy too, to be upon the sermon, that it too might be used by you and for you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Colossians 3, 12 to 17. Hear now God's word. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. If you read the Tempo, my letter in the Tempo, newsletter, then you have some idea of what the sermon will be about today, because it's similar. But of course, not exact. So, 2004, that's what, 20 years ago, Stephanie and I went on our first trip together over to Europe. And when we went over to Europe, the idea was to go to France and Italy. And as that, we did France first, and then we did Italy, and we flew into Paris. Now, as we flew into Paris, as we were making our approach, as the pilots were making their approach, I wasn't flying, so I was just along for the ride. As the pilots were making their approach, the view from the airplane seat, from the window seat, was gorgeous. The sun was shining. It was happy. It was exciting. You know, Stephanie and I, for the first time, would be in Europe and Paris, you know, of all places. Now, we don't like Paris much anymore, but it's cool to see it. There's no doubt about that. We're excited to get our trip on underway. And that bright sunshine, of course, you know, something about sunshine that gives you all that hope and all that gladness and all that excitement. However, the issue was that when we descended into Paris, there was this blanket of cloud. And when we got down to Paris and got off the plane, it was cold. It was cold and rainy and yucky. And we finally, you know, we kind of realized that we didn't know exactly where we were going or exactly what was going to happen next. And all that sunshine and joy was like gone. It was just like, we're in Paris, now what? We need an umbrella and a coat and all this stuff. And I think about that oftentimes for New Year's. Now, it's this Sunday is a weird Sunday. Christmas is over and New Year's is coming. It's sort of in nowhere, no man's land. But it's also the perfect Sunday to just take a breath. You know, all the hecticness of Christmas is just about over. Some people have parties today or tomorrow or whatever, but but the bulk of it is just done. You don't have to worry about decorating. You're thinking about de-decorating at this point, but that's okay. You're not doing that yet. You're just relaxed. New Year's is coming up, of course, and whatever plans you have for that, usually they're a little more subdued than they are for Christmas. You might be going over a friend's house. You may be eating pork and sauerkraut. Anyone eating pork and sauerkraut? Why pig and not chicken? You know this, right? Why pig and not chicken? Why are we supposed to eat pig and not chicken? Because pigs root forward and chickens scratch backwards. So when you're talking about the New Year's, you should always be looking ahead and not back. I don't know, I read that somewhere, Google or something. Makes sense to me, I guess. Why not cow? I don't know. Because we can eat cow any day. So we have this idea of this Sunday where nothing's happening, but it's a great time just to take a breath. Take a breath and recoup and think about next year, whatever it might bring. And I could ask you the question of how was 2024? And the funny thing is that more often than not, your answer that you had for how was 2023 is similar to how was 2024, because we experience a lot of the same things. Now, for some, 2024 was pretty good. Others, it was full of pain and heartache. But the thing is that the whole year is, you know, it's good and it's bad. It has its ups and its downs. God laughed with us. God cried with us. Our friends were there for us, and sometimes we miss our friends. We ate some good meals. We had some bad meals. We succeeded in things that we wanted to succeed in, and we failed in things that we wanted to succeed in. We had great joy. We had great sorrow. Life in a year, really, that's enough time to experience a whole lot of different things. So what's our hopes for 2025? It's in the letter that we shared in the tempo. It's that time that we stand atop a mountain and we look behind us and we can see everything clearly. Everything that had happened to us, we can reflect upon and think, you know, I could have done better, I could have done worse. But as we look forward into 2025, our vision is clouded by a great fog. We don't know what 2025 will bring until we experience it. And in order to experience 2025, what we have to do is get off of that mountaintop and walk down into the valleys. But of course, we don't know what that brings. And so, the Bible does something real nice for us. It gives us a packing list. Now, the thing is, we don't know what it is that we're going to face. And on any journey and on any trip, whether it be to Paris or Europe or to grandma's house or whatever it might be, we need to pack what it is we think we need. And so Colossians is a great packing list. How many people like to write lists? List people. And you know, every time you write a list, you have to write a list. So that you have something to cross off right away. So that you have succeeded in at least one thing on your day. Now, there are two kinds of people. There are so many kinds of people in this world. But there are two different kinds of people. There are people who wake up in the morning and they have no idea what they're doing that day. They're just going to wing it. Whatever it is that comes to them, they're going to deal with it. And then there's that person who wakes up in the morning and they have a list. They have an idea of what they're doing in that day. And on their list, they have do the dishes, clean the floor, go to work, go to the bank or the grocery store, and they got grocery lists. They're ready for whatever comes. And it's helpful because then you know what to bring. Our list in Colossians is a similar kind of list. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you have a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And you know what's neat about this list when we think about 2025? Is it doesn't matter what 2025 brings. This list is helpful. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. But what if I face someone that's a really big jerk? Well, so what? Clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. But what if I lose my job? I'm sorry, but still, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. But what if the Steelers don't win any games next year? Well, that's a bummer. But clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. No matter what it is that we face in this coming year, be it good, bad, or anything else, Christ gives us what it is that we need in order to face these things. And to do so in such a way that brings glory to God. And not only are we supposed to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, and forgive one another the wrongs, whatever it is that might be, but we're to bind all these virtues with love, which then binds them still together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with wisdom through psalms, hymns, songs of spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. We don't know what's under those clouds. But we know how to get ready for it. We know the clothes that we're supposed to wear so that we're prepared for the valley of shadow of death or the mountain of great joy. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Love, forgiveness in Jesus Christ. For then whatever it is that we face, we know that we face it with Christ by our side. We face it with one another there with us also. That we'll be able to get through it. And in December, the end of December of 2025, again, we'll be on that mountaintop looking over 2025. And I pray that the thing that we see more than anything else is Christ. And knowing that Christ is before us as we descend once again into a new year. And share with you this final benediction. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Go in peace.